considering finite dimensional Hamiltonian systems and various bifurcations that can appear in families of periodic solutions. We shall be mostly interested in small dimensional Hamiltonian systems, but we start with a classical, almost classical, recalling classical fact. let us consider NOD given by an analytic vector field depending on a parameter. We can think of it as a scalar parameter. It's not important. It is defined in some domain of on space dimension M, and we consider that it has a periodic solution for some for a certain value of the parameter, and Xi is the initial condition, and T is the period of this periodic solution. We also consider non-stationary periodic solutions, so that and when does this periodic solution can be introduced into a family of periodic solutions depending on parameter? This is provided by the rank condition. If we consider the orbit and start changing the initial condition along this orbit, this will be obviously a family with the same period. And to to get rid of this trivial case, we should consider a section and reduce our Xi for this section locally. Then adding T to get a local chart, we shall get a family Xi of alpha T of alpha, provided that the rank of we denote Phi provided this rank is M. However, this doesn't work for the for any Hamiltonian system, since it has a first integral autonomous Hamiltonian system. It's an integral energy which gives and also a simple calculation shows that on this periodic solution, which will also have the following relation for the gradient of this first integral. So this columns will be linear dependent, and this will not work. However, for a Hamiltonian system, this can be overridden if we introduce H as additional parameter to alpha. Then there exists a family provided this rank condition where the gradient is written as a row in last. So this simple argument shows that in Hamiltonian systems, periodic solutions appear in families as opposed to the rest points, which are isolated. If we take alpha constant, so fix the Hamiltonian system, fix the parameter, we shall have a one parameter family with the this local procedure for this family can be continued, and either we shall continue it for the whole range of parameter H, or there can be an obstacle at some H0, say we approach it from the left, then the following situation can appear. First, either the period or the diameter tends to infinity, the trajectory can leave the domain D. This is a special case, a special type of bifurcation, we shall not consider it. The orbit can shrink to a stationary point, and the family will also stop at this H0. However, this can be also, there can be also made a continuation via the procedure of reflection. That means we change a parameter and continue the family over itself, moving the period on the moving time, the initial condition on half a period. And the third case, when the algebraic system that gives this periodic solution, it became degenerate, and as here we got the expansion in powers of H minus H0, here we shall have Puiseux expansions with some denominator R, and this is this can get via Newton polyhedra precision. Some details can be obtained for a system with 2 degrees of freedom. Autonomous Hamiltonian system. Here, the precision reduces a four-dimensional Hamiltonian flow to a two-dimensional map, the Poincaré map, 5x on some two-dimensional domain sigma, and its invariant points will correspond to periodic solutions of this system. According to, since this Hamiltonian system preserves the standard symplectic form, the map phi will be area preserving on this sigma. That means the monodromy will have a, well, the following is true. And generic stationary points can be divided into two groups here. The elliptic case, hyperbolic case where the trace greater than 2, and the elliptic case. In hyperbolic case, there is no periodic solutions near the stationary point x. And for elliptic case, the following theorem due to Birgov is true. it says that for elliptic point, non-degenerate elliptic point, they, for any neighborhood, we puncture it. So that there exists capital M such that for each n greater, there exists another stationary point, an invariant point, but for an iterated map. These periodic solutions that correspond to the iterated map, they are called multiple periodic solutions with multiplicity n. It's a generic case. Now the resonances. So where the bifurcations appear. Here, the resonance condition is trace prime Q. This prime Q, not the not to, to be confused with momentum and coordinate. This Q is the order of the resonance. So the here the study of normal forms and due to Arnold, Bruno and others shows that for Q equals 2 there's one multiple family that crosses a resonant point, a family at resonant point. For Q K here the one family ends this here the Q resonant Q periodic family will crosses will cross the invariant point N4 even two family ends will end. So this these cases correspond to branching bifurcation when at the resonant point multiple periodic solution bifurcate from this simple invariant point. Now we shall add a parameter to this system. And then Poincaré map will depend on two parameters, and the set of all invariant points will correspond to a two-parametric family here. We shall denote by M all non-degenerate stationary points. That means the system of full rank here, and this M will be then a two-dimensional submanifold in a four-dimensional space of x and parameters. So in this case, since we have two parameters, we can consider it is reasonable to consider the singularities of this and bifurcations in this parametric family of codimension 1 and 2. we shall consider precisely such bifurcation points that the projection map on the plane of the parameters will be degenerate at P as is known. This projection map in a two-dimensional case has two types of generic singularities, the fold and the cusp singularity. The fold will be a singularity of codimension 1, where the tangent plane becomes vertical with respect to the parameters plane, and the cusp is a degeneracy of codimension 2, where the tangent to the ridge of the fold will come vertical, so that the projection on the plane of parameters of this fold will be a curve with vertex projecting into the cusp point. If we are going back to periodic solutions, that means two kinds of bifurcation. If we take the values of parameters in this domain, we come to three periodic solutions, one unstable in this middle region and two stable ones. And then if we move the values crossing the border, either two points will merge or the three will merge, and we shall have one stable periodic solution. So the aim is to locate these bifurcations and to write some conditions in the systems we consider. For the fold in this situation, it can be proved that it is given by trace equals 2 condition, and the cusp is where S is the parameter on the curve, and also if we take a second differential for both components of phi, these quadratic forms will be neither positive nor negatively defined. Our main example will be the restricted three-body problem, which is a special case of general three-body problem. It deals with three masses which are attracting each other according to Newtonian law, and the restricted three-body problem, its main assumption that one of the masses is its mass is negligibly small. We take M3 0, so that it doesn't affect the motion of the first two bodies. We take a special case when the first two masses will move along uh, will move on along circles, so their orbits are circular, and the third body will move in the plane of motion of the first two bodies. Not all, please. That's not. In general, if we consider the n-body problem, periodicity doesn't mean that the coordinate functions are periodic, but the distances between the bodies must be periodic. In this case, if we come to rotating coordinate systems with the center of mass as a rest point, the periodicity means periodicity in this coordinate system. This is the dynamics of the third body. The Jacobi constant is traditionally considered instead of the Hamiltonian. Here we shall not write Hamiltonian coordinates. And this system possesses a special symmetry which causes additional degeneracies and somehow gives an opportunity to simplify some conditions. If we take this this M for a special section, here we can take as a section as sigma, we can take the hyperplane y equals zero, and using also the relation for the Jacobi constant, we get that our von Kramm map will depend on x dot mu and mk. A standard existence results show that this m will be non-empty, and the conditions for the cusp and the fold bifurcations will be the following. Here we distinguish asymmetric and symmetric cases. Both condition. Yes.
Can you remind me what the parameter mu means in
this problem? Oh, thank you. I didn't mention. Yes. Here, in the usual setting, in usual normalization, mu is the mass of the second body. The sum of masses is unity, the angular velocity is also unity. That's all. Here we should mention that this condition, generic case condition, means that there is an open dense subset in M, that for each point in this subset, these conditions will fulfill. Both conditions in theorem 1 and theorem 2, they are constructive since they can be written using variational equations for this system. Here I should comment that the normal forms, as it was mentioned, they are used for to study periodic solutions in a full neighborhood and for the time period, for a long time period, something like 1 over mu. And if we are reduced to the family of periodic solutions, it is enough to take T much smaller, And so we can use variational equations instead of normal forms, which are much more easier to use. And finally, these conditions can be replaced by some boundary value problems for the variational equations, which can be used for numerics. One more remark. These conditions for the fold and for cusp, besides the bifurcational analysis, they also have some application to numerics. The one-parameter families in this problem and some similar problems, they usually obtained through Newton iterations or shooting method. It's very effective, and but at some points these Newton iterations, they fail, and that means that at this point there is a kind of degeneracy is in the family, either Whitney cusp or the fold. And in previous papers, in these cases, some approximate methods were used, say extrapolation, and these theorems, they give the expansions in the neighborhood of degenerate point instead of extrapolation methods. A special case here is the case of mu near zero. Traditionally, it's the most interesting case, though it causes some difficulties due to the fact that in the right-hand side we have the distances between the bodies. These functions R and rho, which can vanish, and therefore periodic solutions, the limits when mu tends to zero are divided into two groups: Keplerian solutions with no collisions, it's a classical object, and arc solutions between two and more consecutive collisions. These solutions were classified by NO, and they have been used for construction of near collision solutions by Small and others. And in this case, for mu equals zero, the solutions can be found explicitly, but the perturbation methods differs from the first case. Here, singular perturbation method is applied for some boundary layer. Two expansions are matched, a special matching technique. But the following question was somehow unknown. For what initial Keplerian solutions of the second species the singular perturbations can be used. And this theorem 4, it shows the border of this domain when the singular perturbations can be used changes with mu. So here the order of mu for both inequalities is important. And briefly, another example where this technique of bifurcation analysis was used, the Bilevsky equation. It is an equation for satellite motion along a plane elliptic orbit. this is the dynamics. Here are two parameters. This is the eccentricity of the orbit and some inertial parameter mu. In this case, it's a system of 1.5 degree of freedom. It is 2π periodic in T, and therefore the Poincaré map will be simply a 2π flow, and it depends on here on x dot and two parameters. And here are the conditions for the vertex, and without this last condition, it is a condition for the fault singularity. Some other examples have been also considered, but in considered the periodically perturbed mathematical pendulum. In for this pendulum problem, there is another symmetry which causes some additional degeneracies, but I think I will not stop on this, on these details. Well, I think I will stop here, that's all. Okay, for the restricted three body problem, there were many works on one parameter periodic families for constant mu, say, and all studied the bifurcation for mu for equal masses, the linear type of bifurcation, which in this setting correspond to fold. And as I know, there were no works where the two-parameter family of periodic solution for this problem was considered, and this method of locating degeneracies for two-parameter families.
On
more than one parameter.
Yes, using the basic singularity.
Yes.
Another question? So let's think again the speaker.